Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome into a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight here on Off the Woodwork. My name is Madison Cruz alongside Jason Longshore. We are here after the end of Chelsea beating LAFC 2-0 in Group D in the FIFA Club World Cup here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Jason, it's a matchup that we had talked about, especially with the way both of these teams play. Chelsea just being very attack-minded, LAFC being very comfortable defending in those moments. You look at the scoreline and you don't think that it's a balanced game, but it was a really competitive matchup between both of these sides.
Yeah, I think it was a much closer game than the scoreline would indicate. LAFC had their opportunities after it was 1-0. I thought the second half was a blast. I think your neutral fans here really had a good time at the Benz with that second half, because it was wide open and probably more wide open than Steve Cherundolo and LAFC are comfortable with, but they were up for the occasion. I give LAFC a ton of credit, and we were talking about it during the match. You look at the way that Seattle and Miami are built, and I think they struggle at times when they have to defend for long sequences, especially Miami. LAFC, they're absolutely fine in those moments, and we knew that's how this game was going to go. We'll talk about the opening stages of it, because I thought it was really interesting tactically from Chelsea, but the game settled in after about 15 minutes into what we thought it would be. LAFC defending deep, Chelsea with a lot of the ball. Even after the goal, LAFC wasn't rattled. They handled things pretty well. They came back into the game. They had their opportunities to level it. They had multiple, and they weren't quite good enough in the attacking end. And when you can't capitalize, you let the better team in this case go down and put the game away with a brilliant second goal. Even after that, LAFC had moments. So I was really impressed with LAFC, a team that at times I've been really down on, because I feel like I have bigger expectations for them than maybe what we always see. But this was a really strong performance. I think a very good performance against, obviously, fourth place team in the Premier League last season, the Europa Conference League champions, a very good Chelsea team.
Listening to a little bit of Steve Cherundolo's post-game press conference, you know, he talked about the things that they did well, and one of the things he thought they didn't do well was maybe a lot of those passes, especially in the middle of the field. A lot of turnovers happened in that area. I don't think just for LAFC. I think there was a lot of turnovers from Chelsea as well in those areas as well. I think what really impressed me about LAFC is, you know, we've seen their defending throughout the MLS season. Seeing it here against the Chelsea side that is so attack-minded in what they can do. It was really cool to see a lot of those players step up. I thought Aaron Long had a tremendous performance.
Really good.
I mean, incredible. He was throwing his body all over the line. He was pulling some moves so defensively, just sound for LAFC, and it was brilliant. I thought he had a brilliant performance to help them keep it 2-0, but there was also so many opportunities going forward for LAFC. But you talked about the opening 15 minutes of that matchup between Chelsea. What did you notice tactically in those first few moments?
I thought what was interesting from Enzo Maresca and Chelsea was that by design, I thought they dropped off and they let LAFC play. It was a little bit of kind of show me what you got. And the game was far more open at the very beginning than I expected, and I think that was what Maresca wanted. He wanted LAFC to maybe get a little more comfortable than they should have gotten. Kind of saw a little bit of that as the game turned and Chelsea started to really put their foot down on the gas, and LAFC wobbled a little bit, but then they settled back in and they got back into their normal stance of defending with numbers deep and then looking to hit on the counter. But early on, I think Chelsea was kind of betting on LAFC being maybe a little too up for the occasion, getting a little too overly ambitious, getting too many numbers forward, and then hitting them on the break. It didn't really materialize, and then the game settled into what we expected. I want to echo what you said about Aaron Long. I thought he was great in the match. Eddie Segura, his center back partner, really good as well. I thought the first half, Igor Jesus was excellent in the middle of the midfield. For LAFC, they didn't get what they needed out of Obobese up top in terms of holding possession at times. And really, for LAFC, the game often comes down to what you get out of Denny Boanga. And he had a really tough matchup against the captain, Reece James, in the first 45. And then Chelsea went to the bench as they started to rotate guys through, and Malo Gusto came on in the second half. Boanga had a couple of moments where he got the better of Gusto. But in general, Chelsea was able to bottle Boanga up. LAFC then had to find alternatives, and they did. But Chelsea was the better team. And when you take away the weaker team's best player, the most impactful player, you take that player away, the better team generally is going to be able to dictate the match.
I also really liked watching Chelsea. More specifically, Pedro Neto obviously had a goal in the 34th minute. It was a beauty of a goal. Able to drive into the box, was able to beat the defender as he was going down to the ground, and then just picks it out so perfectly. Then you had the second goal coming in the second half in the 80th minute, and that was Enzo Fernandez, as well as Liam Delap getting the assist. His first appearance with Chelsea since signing with the team as well. Got a huge, huge cheer for Delap when he came into the matchup. It's a signing that everyone's really excited about. It came from Ipswich, was their leading goal scorer there. So coming in, Chelsea's looking to get some more of that up top. So I wouldn't be shocked if you start to see more of him, especially in the starting lineup, heading in closer to the Club World Cup and especially getting out of the group stage too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. He just gets in, so he hasn't had many training sessions with Enzo Maresca. I think the idea is for him to beat out Nicholas Jackson. But Jackson had a really good secondary assist in this match, or had a primary assist, sorry, to Neto in the first half. Jackson had his moments too, and that's going to be a battle. And look, Chelsea's going to have a lot of games this year when you look ahead to what the season is going to be for them. You're going to need two starting level number nines, and you want them both in as good a form as possible. One's going to get more games than the other, but you're going to need both to be contributing in those moments. We saw Delap for the first time in the blue shirt. I thought you got probably what Chelsea fans were looking for out of him. His movement on the second goal was brilliant, and it's the kind of the highlight of the positional play that Maresca, coming up with Pep Guardiola and coaching under him and seeing how positional play can be so effective. That's the prime example. It's the nine flaring out wide to the right, turning into a winger. Somebody's got to take the space of the nine, and that's Enzo Fernandez. And what a settle from Fernandez. Under pressure, good ball from Delap. And Fernandez brings it down with a touch and then puts it home inside the six. You mentioned Neto as well. I thought for about 60 minutes or so, he was the best player on the field. So good in the individual moments. What LAFC wanted out of Boanga, Chelsea got that out of Neto. And his goal is the prime example. I mean, it's a great ball from Jackson where Hollingshead gets just caught enough to where Neto's able to get in behind. And then go back and watch the play where Hollingshead is on his horse to get back to defend. He gets to the spot, and Neto just lets his momentum carry him past, chops it back on the dribble, and then has the near post, slams it past Lloris at the near post. It's a brilliant goal from Neto. You needed that moment because I had just tweeted out 30 minutes through that LAFC and Chelsea were toe-to-toe. It was statistically in favor of Chelsea, but I thought the match flow was pretty even. You needed somebody to break it. Neto broke it for Chelsea, and then the game's different after that.
LAFC impressed me too, especially with a lot of the counter-attacking moments and defending in those moments for Chelsea when they did make the break. When LAFC had possession, it was turned over, and then Chelsea going back the other way. Yeah. I was really impressed with the counter-attack defending that we saw from LAFC, especially how quickly they got back and behind, the ways they were defending in those moments, doing just enough to pull the attacker and to make them make a choice instead of having enough time to go through. I mean, we've seen that from LAFC in the MLS season, but it really impressed me, I think, to see it here in person. You know, we see it on TV and it's very nice, but seeing it in person was really cool. Just seeing the way that the back line really works with each other and everything. That's what impressed me the most about LAFC, and I think it's a lot of good takeaways from LAFC.
Yeah.
It's things to improve upon, things to build upon, because now you got two more matches up in Group D as well that you have to look ahead to, and I think this is a good starting point, even though not the result you might have wanted coming out of this. But I think there's a lot that Steve Cherundolo can be very happy about with his side.
Yeah, the expectation was for LAFC to lose this game. They were the big underdogs. It was your toughest game in the group stage. You look ahead to how you get out of a group. And this is the thing that I think MLS teams and honestly U.S. national teams have to think about in these situations. You have to survive the group. It's not always about style points. It's not always about looking pretty. It's not always about winning every game 5-0. It's about survival and get to the knockouts. LAFC was never going to do that by putting all their hopes on winning against Premier League Chelsea. That was always a bonus if they get any points out of this. They look ahead to Flamengo, which will probably be the game that'll decide their fate. Esperance is a game that LAFC will feel like they should win. So, okay, then it comes down to Flamengo. So this is game one. I like, if I'm in charge of LAFC, if I'm Steve Cherundolo in the situation, I like having the toughest game, the least likely game to win first. Get it out of the way. I don't want to have that game third like the U.S. had in Copa America last year, where you're going into the match with Uruguay in a must win, and they're the better team. That's always a recipe for disaster. You want to get the toughest one out of the way, especially if you're LAFC today, and you feel like there are a lot of positives to take away from it, a lot of building blocks that you can take into those matches with Flamengo and with Esperance. I think LAFC will feel pretty good about their performance today. They're not going to be happy about the result. They're not going to be happy about the two goals. They're not going to be happy about not getting Boanga going more, because as he goes, the team goes. But the way that they played, the way that they fought, the way that they competed, they made Chelsea frustrated. Chelsea started lashing out. You started to see some reckless fouls. You saw players get angry. You saw it at the end of the first 45. You saw it throughout the second half, because it was an even matchup. Chelsea had a fight today. And if you're LAFC, you have to feel really good about giving them that fight. Now you got to go into two games where they're more even, and you're going to have to get some results.
Looking ahead, that was the start of Group D. You also have a matchup later on tonight at 9 p.m., Flamengo versus Esperance. That's going to be at 9 p.m. on DAZN as well. You can watch it there. We're going to have all the coverage on SDH Network as well. We'll be right back here on Off the Woodwork. We're going to get some more quotes from the Mix Zone with John Nelson here on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Off the Woodwork here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz here taking you through as Chelsea beat LAFC 2-0 in the Group D stage of the FIFA Club World Cup. John Nelson had the opportunity to catch up with a few members of Chelsea, especially in that back line, having to deal with a lot of the attack up front with LAFC. John Nelson chatted with Tosin Adarí-Biyoyo to chat a little bit about the matchup and what their thoughts were.
So what the team you're all pawning today, was you were expecting that kind of team? What was different from a team from MLS played against the team from Premier League?
Yeah, we obviously analysed them the past few days, so we knew their strengths and weaknesses, and we managed to expose them today.
Hi, Tosin. Is today all about getting into the right rhythm? I mean, you didn't get into the US quite late last week, flying to Atlanta. Is that all part of the challenge today?
I wouldn't say it was a challenge. I think it was all good timing. We were well prepared and we came to the game in the right attitude and we managed to get a great result.
Can you just talk a little bit about Liam Delap, a very promising cameo off the bench. How has he settled in and what kind of qualities does he bring?
Yeah, he's settled in very well. He's a good young lad and what qualities he brings. He's an aggressive, pressing and aggressive striker, making sure he's always there, setting the intensity, and hopefully he scores many goals for us.
I know you like being part of the leadership team. Initiation?
That's still to come. There's a few of them, so that's still to come.
What did you think about playing in the city of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and everything like that?
Yeah, we obviously played here in pre-season this time last year, so it wasn't the first time for a lot of us, but it's a very nice stadium.
Was it a little different because that's a friendly, now this was a more competitive game? Did you get a sense of that?
Yeah, definitely. It was a competitive game. The intensity was there, and you could definitely feel that.
A lot of talk about the pitch and the field. What did it feel like actually playing on? A lot of work
went into the pitch.
It was different. I guess they had
COVID last year. Yeah, the quality of the pitch was good. There was a few bubbles all over the pitch, but overall it's a good quality pitch.
How much of a debate about the emphasis for this tournament, player emphasis? Is it different to what you used
to the Premier League? Yeah, something new. No, we buy into it. It's obviously something new. We've not done it before, but it's a new experience for us all.
Do you believe you have teammates that have grown more tired? Your teammates, they might be tired because some are playing qualifying games, but the whole team is good physical right now.
Yeah, obviously some players could be a bit tired, but at the end of the day, it's tournament football. When you want to win, you have to block that out of your mind and focus on each game.
Just a word on Rob Sanchez. So much made about the Chelsea goalkeeper situation, some important stops today, particularly in the second half. How confident are you having him playing behind you?
Yeah, like the gaffer said last night, I believe Rob Sanchez is our number one, and I feel very comfortable with him behind me. He's always talking, making top saves and saving the team at times.
I feel like there's a high level of familiarity with that unit now, with you being by Rob.
Yeah, definitely. It's a strong unit. We're getting used to playing with each other, and we know each other's strengths and weaknesses. We're always communicating, making each other's jobs a lot easier, so yeah, we're building that relationship.
It's physical out there in the first 45, and it kind of spilled over at the half and the second half. What was it like from your perspective with all the physical play out there?
Yeah, that's football. It's tournament football. We're here to win. So you see that aggressive side, and it showed today.
Did you have any expectations about crowd size at all?
To them.
Crowd size, do you have any expectations about how big or small it might
be? No, we were fully focused on the game. We heard a lot of Chelsea fans, which was great to see. Obviously they're all from the US, so it's nice to see some fans from out here.
So how easy the challenge against LAFC being a US team? How easy the challenge coming from Premier League and now playing against a US-based team? How do you see the level of play intensive level?
It's different. It's obviously a different type of football. We analysed them over the past couple of days. So, like I said previously, we managed to see their strengths and their weaknesses, and we managed to get the win today.
Last couple, please, guys.
One more from John Nelson downstairs in the mix zone. He caught up with LAFC midfielder Mark Delgado.
Shit.
Right. Mark, what'd you think out there today?
Yeah, it was a high level against a quality team who, if you give them a moment, they'll punish you. And they had two chances, and they punished us. Yeah.
Mark, I wanted to ask about the crazy 52. Short notice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great outcome. They showed out. They were here to support us throughout the whole way. They were amazing. Honestly, they came out in a big group. We definitely noticed them, and we definitely heard them the whole match. Hopefully we get to see them in the next two matches coming.
What do you think about Davies' performance today?
I think that's a question for him, but he created chances when he was able to. I mean, we're playing against a quality team with quality defenders, and you're not going to get as many chances as you do in MLS, right? It's another level here. And unfortunately, we wasn't able to put away the few chances he had, but he sure did create a few moments. But we're just unfortunate not to put any away.
What did you fare better today? Better
result? We definitely in the second half picked it up a bit, and definitely did create a few more chances and created a bit of chaos for them. But yeah, I felt like in the second half we could have had at least two. For sure.
What did you notice about the quality of the field?
The field was good. It was a bit tricky because when you played the ball on the ground, it was dry. But then when you played a ball long, it would skip. But overall, it was pretty good. Honestly, felt like the grass, even though it was laid out, it grew together well. So no complaints.
Marco, como es jugar contra el Chelsea y saber que dos grandes como lo es Pedro Neto y Enzo Fernández hayan anotado en contra del LAFC?
Sí, son jugadores muy buenos que tienen mucha calidad y bueno, cuando juegas contra, no tienes muchas chances jugando contra jugadores así, y hoy tenemos el chance de jugar contra ellos, y bueno, son jugadores que con gran nivel y bueno, nunca tienes muchos momentos a jugar contra jugadores así, y bueno, hoy tenemos, y era un placer también, pero queríamos a ganar, pero y bueno, no era el risotto para nosotros, pero bueno, no tengo mucho más que hacer, pero sí, un aplauso para ellos para ganar. David jugó muy, muy bien hoy, tenía mucha energía y entró con confianza, y también tenía muchos momentos para encarar, hacer algo especial y bueno, lo yo y bueno, no tenía el suerte para meter, pero jugó bien. Sí, sí.
¿Qué opinas del próximo partido? El próximo partido que se viene, es importante sacar un resultado positivo.
Sí, todos los juegos son muy importantes para tener un risotto, pero bueno, el próximo es el más importante y bueno, vamos a ver el partido hoy en esta noche y a ver cómo va para ellos y preparamos para el próximo. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, honestly. Not winning, but still being proud of the whole group and putting up a good fight and competing out there and creating chances and actually having, you know, a bit of hope in the second half of getting one or two, maybe, you know, the momentum shifted a bit, made it a bit difficult for them. So, I mean, proud of the effort. We definitely had a lot of chances that we felt like we had created good moments. We just were very unlucky. But overall, proud of the effort of everybody, honestly.
It's just one game, obviously. But
yeah.
Was it like playing in a big stadium in the United States? It's not yours.
Yeah. Great. I mean, all the lights are on you, and the moment's on you. So yeah, it's your moment to show what the club is about, what you're about, what the coach is about. You know, what the philosophy and everything you train every day is about. So it's a moment for you to showcase and show out, honestly. So yeah, I thought the first 45 we were struggling to find our rhythm a bit, but the second 45 we definitely regrouped and stepped out there with a different attitude and almost kind of re-energized and created some chances, unfortunately not to get the result.
In the mix zone as well, John Nelson also caught up with Levi Colwill, another member of the back line for Chelsea, to talk about the defensive matchup between LAFC and the improvements going forward.
How's it feel to actually get the first game under your belt
when
you get into this competition? It's been a long time talking about it, right?
Yeah, definitely. We've all been very excited for it for a few months now, and then to get the first win, you know, sets the tone, and hopefully we can go on to get the rest.
Well, Levi, did you enjoy your individual solo entrance like
on the other? Yeah, definitely. It was something different, something new. But, you know, when you come to America, you expect them things, and, you know, it was a good experience.
Levi, how important is Josh
Kipper, Enzo Fernandez, he scored in the UEFA Conference final, he scored in the opening Club World Cup today.
Do you think he's not being talked about enough in his position? Because obviously he's a World Cup winner.
Yeah, of course, we all know Enzo is a fantastic player. He's a player that you can rely on in the big games to find a goal and to make things happen. You know, he done it today, like you said, he done it in the conference final. And, you know, as a team, we all believe in him, we all know how good he is. And yeah, he's definitely underappreciated.
Is there a real buzz about Liam Delap and his impact? We saw it on the field, presumably you've seen it in some of his early training sessions as well.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, I've known Liam for a long time now. Played against him loads of times. And, you know, growing up, you know what sort of players are going to make it. And he's always one of them players. So to have him for our team, to train against him, to see him watch goals, see him score goals, which I know he will, we're very excited for him.
We make a lot about the number nine because historically some say it's been cursed at Chelsea. Yeah. Is there any sort of conversation about that number? Is the kind of player that will relish having that shirt number?
Yeah, definitely. I know he wouldn't listen to that or read too much into that because he's a confident player, he's an amazing player, and we know he's going to score goals for Chelsea in that number nine shirt.
Came off his debut, so he was straight on the front foot. He's already complained, he's got an assist but said I want to score goals as well, you know. He's not about, you know, supplying everybody else. It seems so
extremely
confident and dynamic.
Yeah, definitely. That's the mentality when you're a Chelsea player. Of course he came on, done half his job and got an assist, but we need him to score goals, and he knows he's got to score goals to you know, to play on our team and to beat stats. But that's the mentality we need from every player.
What do you think about going up against an MLS side? Obviously, you can study them on tape all you want. But what was it like out there going up against an MLS side?
you know, when you're playing football, no matter who you're playing against, you've got to respect them. That's what we've done today. We know they've got amazing players and they're a really good team, but we've got to play our football. And I think no matter who we play, if we play our football, we're really confident and we believe we'll win the game.
And it's chippy out there at times today too.
Yeah, definitely. Like we said, they're a good team. They've got good players. It's always going to happen in games where you've got to pick your moments. And I think we've done that well today. Yeah, it's a very good feeling, you know. Leading up to the tournament, that's all you think about. The first game, getting the first win, and hopefully going on a roll. And that's what we're going to try and do.
Can I just take you back to a year ago and have you talk a bit about your own maturity and development? First game of pre-season, I think it was Wrexham. It was a very fiery moment for you. This, as they just said, was a little bit chippy, but it feels like you've learned a bit more controlled aggression. Would that be fair?
We'll have to see. I think, you know, there's times where the team might need it and times where the team might not, but of course I've learned, I'm growing as a player and as a person, and that comes with maturity, which, you know, my team are helping me progress, and yeah, that's what I'll say.
Like you said, things in America sometimes a little different. What did you think about playing here in Atlanta and playing in the big Mercedes Benz Stadium?
Of course, we've been there. I think this is my third time coming here. I don't think I played in the first two, but I know the stadium's amazing. Every time you walk in there, you know, it takes your breath. And that's like most things in America, to be honest. It's a lot different to England, and, you know, most places we're going to play in this tournament are going to be amazing.
Was it a little different playing, you know, now in the, because when you guys were in the past, it's a friendly competition, you know, not much juice to it. Was it a little different now?
Yeah, definitely. You got to switch that mindset, you know, that when we're coming in now, it's not pre-season. It's a huge tournament that we want to win, and that's the mindset that we got to go into every game with.
Last one, you guys.
When you walk out into a huge stadium like that, though, because we couldn't help but notice quite a lot of empty seats, it's kind of, no, just tournament's not in its infancy, but it's been expanded. What do you make of it as a player when you walk out and it's like that?
To be honest, we don't really notice it as players, you know. We're focused onto the game and we've got what we've got to do. But we know this tournament, you know, it's new, but the fans are going to attract. You know, when you've got the best teams in the world playing football, there's only going to grow. And that's what we're really excited for.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Levi Colwill chatting about the new additions to Chelsea. We mentioned Liam Delap, who's going to be huge for Chelsea going forward, not only in this tournament, but also going forward, especially since they have a ton of matchups. They have Champions League going back into the regular season for Premier League. That'll be starting up here shortly as well. He's going to be huge. So some of those new pieces that are going to be filling in for Chelsea, they're going to be huge upcoming, especially heading into the rest of Group D. We'll be right back here to wrap a bow on everything here as Chelsea beat LAFC 2-0. We'll also get you set up for everything else you can expect going forward in the FIFA Club World Cup. We'll be right back here on Off the Woodwork.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Off the Woodwork podcast here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz alongside Jason Longshore here to wrap everything up as we are here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Chelsea beat LAFC 2-0 to start Group D. Now, so many more matches are happening today, Jason, not only today, but also throughout the rest of the week before we're back here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Thursday. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to watching, especially before we get to Thursday, and what are some matchups that you're looking forward to?
The rest of the games today are really interesting, actually. Boca Juniors and Benfica about to kick off. That's a fascinating match. Benfica should be favored. You have Angel Di Maria for Benfica facing off with an Argentine club. That's always an interesting battle. Boca Juniors, we saw their fans in Miami over the weekend.
That was cool. I mean, a lot of them were like in the water, in the ocean, just like flares. You got the flags. I love that. That's incredible.
We didn't talk about it yet in this one, but LAFC's fans were brilliant.
Yeah, they were incredible. They came in, about 200 of them were here.
I think about 200 ended up getting here. I would expect maybe a few more in Nashville when they play their second match. All kinds of flight delays and stuff like that, but we saw them earlier today over at Centennial Yards at Wild Leap, making noise, marching through. What was really cool in the first half, because they were right underneath us in the press box, there was a moment where Jesus made a big defensive play, a block on a cross right on the end line, and he turned and looked up at the fans that were right there and was like, yeah, give me more, give me more. And they had an effect on the team. They were loud. They were making noise the whole time.
Yeah.
So impressive. It was really cool to see, and I think it did help LAFC. Like, it helps when you're in that situation. Look, LAFC gets into the tournament last minute. They're coming all the way across the country to play a game at, you know, noon their normal time, so their body rhythm's all off. Everything's chaotic. And when you have some of your supporters there make a noise, it just gives you a lift. And it was very cool to see. Boca Juniors fans are going to give them a lift in their match against Benfica. That one will probably be final by the time you listen to this. Flamengo and Esperance tonight in this group.
Yeah.
I want to see how Flamengo looks. They should win that game. Esperance and some of the African teams are going to be very unknown in this. Esperance is a team that I want to see how they approach it. Do they sit back and counter? Do they try to play straight up with Flamengo? I don't know. I'm not as familiar with these teams. That's what I love about this tournament. Mm-hmm. There's a game tomorrow that might be one of the sneaky fun ones at 6 o'clock. Ulsan of South Korea against Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa.
Okay.
Two teams that I have never seen play, and two teams that this is the perfect tournament for them. There were people taking shots at the Auckland City loss against Bayern and, oh, why are we even having this tournament? Auckland City can't get better if they don't get exposed to great competition. Access is such a huge part of it. And yeah, they lost 10-0. They were by far, you know, the inferior team to Bayern, who's the Bundesliga champions.
But you have so many of those players who are working part-time jobs. Some of them are on, like, paid time off or not even on paid time off.
Some of them are probably working remotely.
I actually believe I read something on X. Like, someone was saying in a press conference, the player had to leave because his lunch break was over.
Yeah.
And so he had to go back to work. Like, that's what's so cool about these tournaments. I think I'm excited about it because you get to see so many different fan bases, so many different cultures, I think.
Styles of play.
Styles of play.
Like, reactions in games.
It's really interesting. Yeah. And I'm really excited about it, like especially those smaller matchups that you're seeing. I'm really excited for the Flamengo Esperance match tonight because it'll give you a better idea of what Group D is going to look like, because we've already seen Chelsea, we've seen LAFC. It'll give you an idea of these other teams. Esperance is one that I don't know much about. Excited to see how they handle that, especially with Flamengo coming in. And it gives you a more roundabout idea. But you also get to see so many different styles of play, so many different cultures, so many different fan bases, the fan culture that's around too, and just a lot of these teams, this tournament means incredible amounts of exposure, an opportunity to get their names out there, an opportunity just to celebrate, I think, the beautiful game and coming here to the States and be able to do that. I think it's really, really, it's such a cool tournament and I'm really excited about it. That's when you mentioned it. Now I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it's what we love about the World Cup, because you get to see the way that different people feel the game and experience the game, and it's why we love the World Cup. Now we're getting to see that at the club level, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just because there's a little bit of Euro snobbery. Maybe it's just it's a new tournament. Maybe people just, you know, want to be hating, but there was a lot of negativity coming into this, and let's go with what we've seen. We'd have loved to have seen a bigger crowd here tonight, but it's a 3 o'clock game in Atlanta on a workday. And maybe if you learn anything here, and I don't know, you're almost the same like flight time from London, from LAFC. If anything that we've learned, it's maybe that Chelsea's fan base in the United States is not quite as big as we thought it might be. Or maybe they're a little burned out on coming here, because this is the third year in a row that Chelsea has been in Atlanta. And the numbers, would have loved to have seen more. You saw 80,000 plus at the Rose Bowl for PSG and Atleti for a noon kickoff in Los Angeles, Pasadena.
The home opener. The home opener was incredible. I was amazed by how many fans, how much red was in the stands as well.
The Miami Al-Ahly?
Yeah, absolutely.
There were a ton of Egyptian fans there. Like, that's what's been cool about it. And I think you're going to see a lot of growth throughout the event in those areas. It's a brand new thing, but there's been so many fun moments already in the Seattle fighting back. I think the MLS teams have been impressive so far. Miami and Al-Ahly, really even game, could have gone either way. Seattle didn't play great in the first half. They did play great in the second half. They just had too big of a hole to dig out of against Botafogo. I want to see how Seattle competes. It's going to be really tough for them against Atleti and against PSG. I want to see how they compete. I think the MLS teams have competed well in games one. How do they compete in games two and three? When it gets harder, when it gets tighter, we always see the second and third games of the group stage get a little different depending on how the group's gone. Group A with Miami, it's wide open. Everybody scoreless draws in game one. Everybody's on 1 point. Anybody can advance in that one. We'll see Miami and Porto here in Atlanta on Thursday. I can't wait to see, you mentioned it, the game tonight, because I want to try to compare those two teams to LAFC.
Yeah.
I want to see if an MLS team can get out of the group stage. Seattle, probably not, after not getting anything out of Botafogo. Miami, maybe. Mm-hmm. Very, very well, maybe, and a lot of it's going to come down to Thursday. LAFC, absolutely maybe, with what we saw here today. Yeah. I think the MLS teams have acquitted themselves pretty well so far.
Well, you mentioned already, let's go ahead and tease it, especially for Thursday. We'll be back here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 3 p.m. for Inter Miami versus FC Porto. We're going to have all the coverage on the SDH Network. We're also going to have another Off the Woodwork podcast recapping that matchup right afterwards here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Coverage all throughout the rest of the week as well, not only here at the Benz. We're going to cover a lot of the stuff, especially with CW180, to get you everything you need to know and get caught up on all the other matches as well. So, for myself, for Jason Longshore, we're going to say so long from Mercedes-Benz Stadium here as Chelsea beat LAFC 2-0. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back on Thursday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.